Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum failed in his attempt to explain to Abner his motive in wanting to buy the Dillard farm, and Abner still believes that Lum is interested in getting Grandpappy Spear Spring for himself rather than save it for Grandpap. As we look in on a little community today, we find that Abner has pulled out of the store, and as the new deputy town marshal has stationed himself in the office of the jail. Grandpap is just entering.
Come on in, number 724J.
How's that, Abner?
Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa. Excuse me, I thought you was number 724J coming back.
Who in the world's number 724J?
Oh, that's old Willie. You know, he's one of my prisoners here.
Old Willie the Boodler?
Yeah.
Oh, safe. Is he still hanging around here?
Oh, yeah, he's still here. I just sent him uptown to get the lemons and ginger snaps just now.
Lemons and ginger snaps?
Yeah.
What's them for?
Why, we're going to stir up a batch of lemonade this afternoon. It gets mighty hot down here at this jail, Grandpap.
Well, I don't know, Abner. It appears to me like you're sort of pampering the prisoners.
Pampering?
Them around town, buying lemons and such as that. How do you know Willie'll come back?
Oh, he'll be back. He's got to, Grandpap. He's got to bring me my change.
Oh, well, I still think you're pampering him, though.
No, I ain't pampering him either. Just look out the window there and watch him pounding up them rocks. I wouldn't call that pampering. Go on, look out there once.
Yeah, I'm looking, but I don't see nobody pounding no rocks. They're just sitting around out there in the shade, smoking and talking.
They are? Why, them varmints. Let me get that window there, Grandpap. I'll show them who's the deputy town marshal around here.
Yeah, what you gonna do, throw marshmallows at them?
No, I'll show you. Hey! Hey, you fellas out there, get up on your feet and get to swinging them hammers. I want them rocks busted up by noon. You know what I told you, critters? No rocks, no lemonade. Don't get that order, show 'em.
Yeah, you're a hard man, Abner. A hard man.
In this business, you got to be hard, Grandpap.
Well, what do you want all them rocks busted up for, anyway?
Well, I don't know. It's just got to be done, that's all.
Why does it have to be done?
Well, ain't you never saw a moving picture, Grandpap? They always have the prisoners busting up rocks in them high-class penitentiaries.
Uncle Henry Lunsford never had him busting up rocks here.
It's just a good thing he went out of town then so we can get a man in here that knows how to run things. Doggone, I wish that Willie'd hurry up with them lemons.
Say, Abner, I don't know whether you want to talk about it or not, but what's happened twixt you and Lum?
Don't mention that varmint's name around me, Grandpa.
I understand that him and you split up, sorter.
You dad blame right we have. You know what he's trying to do, don't you? He's trying to get that spring of yours away from Mr. Webster and keep it for himself.
Well, hold on there now. Before ever he can do that, Mr. Webster's got to get the spring away from me.
Well, he's done did that. You deeded your whole place over to him. Perfect legal as far as the paper's concerned.
Yeah, but I'm still living on a place, and I'd like to see the critter that's big enough to run me off of there.
Oh, yeah. That's something we'll take up later, Grab.
What do you mean, take it up later?
Oh, nothing. Just forget it now. Forget it.
How's Lum aiming to get that spring away from Mr. Webster? That is, if Mr. Webster had it.
He's fixing to buy the Dillard place there across the creek from you. Then some night, why, he's going out there and block up the creek to where it'll follow that old creek bed.
You mean that old creek bed that runs through my buildings in the spring?
Yeah, and then see, that'll put the spring over there on the Dillard place.
Why, that varmint. That pigeon-toed varmint.
Yeah, I reckon you know now why I split up with him.
Well, I don't blame you one bow-legged bit, neither. I never would have thought it alone.
No, me neither. I'll tell you, Grandpap, there's a fella you just can't trust.
Old Lum has sure changed, I'll say that for him.
Oh, he has changed.
Well, what did you do? Sell him your half interest in the store there?
Yes, sir. I just told that critter that I... Now, wait a minute here. I plumb forgot about my half interest. I was so mad the other day I just walked out of there and never thought a thing about it.
Well, you better get up there and claim your half to the store, Abner.
Yeah, Doggett, I better, yeah.
Yeah, body mean enough to steal land wouldn't think nothing at all of stealing a little old half of a store.
You don't reckon he actually would do that, do you, Grandpap? Just out and out steal it from me?
Well, I wouldn't put it past him. Not after what you've told me about him.
Well, I don't believe he could do that, though, Grandpap. There's legal papers showing I'm a half owner, and I got a copy of them papers myself.
Well, I don't reckon he could actually steal your half of the building. Of
course he could.
But he could take the merchandise over on your half and tote it over on his side.
Yeah, he could do that, couldn't he? I don't believe he'd have enough nerve to do it, though, Grandpap. That'd just be too plain to everybody what's going on.
Well, he could do it sort of gradual. Just take a few cans of tomatoes every day and a couple of pickles and a box of crackers now and then. The first thing you know, he'd have it all over there.
Yeah, he could do that, yeah.
And all of a sudden, one day, your half of the store would be complete empty. Not a stalk of macaroni left.
That snake in the weeds. Oh, I'd never have thought he'd stoop to such as that.
Oh, there's a pack rat if ever I seen
him.
Oh,
he is.
He outkeps Pack Rat Watch over there at Cherry Hill. Did I ever tell you a story about Pack Rat Watch, Abner?
Yeah, 1,000 or 100 times, yeah.
Yes, sir, there was an interesting story. Yes, sir. When Pack Rat Watch was just a kid of a boy, hardly off his mom.
Grandpap, I don't want to hear that again. I done heard it. All I want to do is just sit here and be mad at Lum and drink lemonade. Reckon he is selling the stuff out of my half of the store.
Why, sure he is. And he's keeping the money for himself, too.
How do you know he is?
Well, I just know he is, that's all.
So, if I thought he was actually doing that, Grandpa...
Well, I'll tell you how you can find out for sure, Abner.
Huh?
Let's call him up over there and order something over on your half of the store, and I bound you he'll sell it to us.
All right, Dogie, that's a good idea. Yeah, call him up and disguise your voice.
Yeah, all right. Wait a minute, though. What am I going to order?
Huh?
We got to be sure it's something on your half of the store. Which side's yours?
Well, neither one exactly, but when we get out that rope and divide the store up, well, I always get the south side, or have, always.
All right. What some articles on the south have?
Well, you see the starch and lard over there and molasses and the dress goods and clothespins and shoe polish and the war stuff.
Was that your ring there, Abner?
No, that weren't art. But wait a minute. What's the matter with me? I think that's back to store. Yeah, I believe that was a jail's ring.
Two longs and a short. I thought it was a jail.
Yeah, I ain't used to it. Yeah, excuse me, Grandpa. Hello, Pine Ridge Jail, Abner Peabody, Deputy Town Marshal, doing the talking. Who? Oh, what is it, Willie?
Oh, him. Yeah. Now you snuck away. More likely down in the swamps by now.
Yeah, well, just get as many lemons as you can then, Willie. Well, we'll just try and make them do. We can water the lemonade down good and make it stretch that fur. Yeah, well, hurry back, Willie. We're all getting thirsty. All right, goodbye.
Can't get enough lemons, huh?
Oh, well, we'll make out some way. Now, here, you get on the telephone now, Grandpap, and call up that lawn.
Yeah, I'll use my high voice. That'll fool him.
Yeah, now, don't let on who it is now. He might get suspicious and not tell you nothing that belongs to me.
Don't worry, I know how to handle it. Here he comes. Hey, hello? Jot him down, store. Huh? Well, listen, just a minute. Who am I?
Well, do you know who you are? Tell him that, Mr. Jones.
This is Mr. Jones talking.
That's a good name. That'll fool
what? Me. Just a minute. Abner, which Mr. Jones am I?
Well, I don't know. Tell him you're from out of town, from France and Cisco.
I'm the Jones from out of town, France and Cisco. Oh, a few days. Yeah, what I want is to order some, just a minute.
Abner, name off some of them articles again.
Well, it's coat on, dress goods, clothespins, and a wash tub. And...
Hello, some clothespins. Oh, I don't know, one or two. Just a minute.
Says he don't want to break up a box. What I do now?
But buy the whole box. They don't cost much.
Well, I ain't got no use for a whole box of clothespins.
Well, that ain't the idea, Grandpap. We're just trying to see if he'll sell something that's on my side of the store.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the matter?
Hurry up. Hurry.
Hello. All right, throw in the whole box. Yeah, I'm shooting the works. Now, I'll be by later on and pick them up. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Well, there you are, Abner.
What'd he say?
He never hesitated one minute to sell me that stuff.
That low-down crook, that's all he is, just a plain out-and-out crook. Selling my clothespins right behind my back.
And keeping the money, too.
Doggies, now something's got to be dead. That's all there to it, Grandpap. Wished I knowed of some way of getting him arrested.
Well, wait a minute here. You can do that yourself.
Huh?
You're the deputy town marshal, ain't you?
Hi, Dogies, that's right. That's exactly what I am. I'll slap a charge on him. That's what I'll do.
Well, you better get busy and do it before he robs you blind. You said you clean out being careful.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to do it right now. Let me get to that telephone there. I'll fix him up.
Have you got a pair of them hand bracelets around here?
I can handle him without them things. I'll put him in solitary refinement. That's what I'll do. Send him to pounding the biggest rock he ever laid his eyes on.
Be careful now. Don't overdo it, Abner.
That varmint.
You don't know your own strengths when you get mad at
someone. I know I'm a tiger, but in a case like that... Hello? Is that you, Mr. Edwards? Well, this here's a deputy town marshal. Yes, sir. And I hereby arrest you for selling goods that don't... Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? Never mind.
Well, wait a minute. What'd you hang up there for?
Well, I just happened to think of something, Grandpap. If I arrest him, I got to put him in jail, ain't I?
Well, natural.
Well, I can't do it then.
Well, why not? You got room for him down here.
Why, sure, I got room for him, but you heard what Willie said about the lammers, didn't you? Won't be hard enough laminade to go around as it is.